Their presence in Gaza was pretty large, but because of the horrendous conditions over the past, really, I don't know, 50 years plus, and especially after the siege of Gaza, which started 17 years ago, a brutal siege. Many have left, and now only, you know, mostly older people are left. And they come from a neighborhood called Al Zaytun, which means the olive, and it's a Christian neighborhood, used to be, now probably mixed, and built around one of the oldest churches in the world, St. Porphyrius. Relatives there, I'm in touch with one of them. Communication is horrible, as you can understand. He tells me that the Christians in Gaza are in their churches, because they're hoping that there won't be any bombing of the churches. But in fact, Al Zaytun neighborhood is one of the neighborhoods that has received some of the worst bombing. So
you're saying churches are being bombed?
I don't know about whether there was at one point a report that St. Porphyrius was damaged, but that was later pulled back. But they are staying in the churches, many of them. I don't know how many, and I don't know how many have moved south, as, you know, Israel requested.
Speaking of that, do you know anyone yourself who has decided to pick up and leave and move south because of that warning from Israel?
No, I don't know, but there is no safe place. I mean, Israel ordered 1.1 million people to move to the south, which is absolutely impossible. And that includes churches, hospitals as well. And, you know, for hospitals to evacuate is a death sentence for people in the hospitals. It's absolutely impossible. There's no clean water. This is one of the worst things. As many people were moving south, some people were moving south, and they were being bombed as well. There's absolutely no safe place. And reminds us Palestinians of the Nakba of 48, when 700,000 people plus were expelled from their homes, especially the death march from the Lod and Ramla area. That was 700,000 people. There are reports that there are 800,000 people are on a death march now to the south. It really is a death march. And, you know, the world is watching and not paying any attention. In fact, you know, my relatives and friends in Gaza are absolutely shocked that the Western powers have rejected the Security Council call for a ceasefire. I'm an American, and the two superpowers that that voted for the resolution are countries that are supposed to be enemies of my country. What am I to think that the U.S. and other Western leaders have rejected the idea of a ceasefire, you know, when China and Russia see that this is a human tragedy that ought to end?